podcast we can find where these kind of troubles have gone. We're all dropping our knees.
awesome member of the San Francisco Harvest Festival, and we've been out in front. I want to also thank especially the one of the Hot Rice dancers right here in the front row, travels with us everywhere we go. He does a fine job. The winner of the Hot Rice Dance Contest so far. And we'll figure out where the prize goes. And I'm kind of a little here where the prizes are. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but as soon as we started doing like a prison song, the baby stopped crying. So I don't know if that's something that mothers need to remember or not. Anyway, here's a wild bluegrass number. It's one that Pete made up. It's a banjo tune. It's called A Wild Ride.
Thank you. Thank you.
bluegrass music is an intensely American kind of thing. We've got a chance to play a lot all over this country, in Europe, Japan, Australia, all over the place. And one thing I just want to mention that reminds me of is that this press fair is an opportunity for you to buy all kinds of stuff that is actually made right here in the United States. The people that made it are right here too. And so, you know, if you're kind of feeling patriotic right before election time and buy American, be American kind of thing, you know, shop right here at the Harvest Festival. Then after you spend all your money, come on over to the Hot Rice concession stand and shop orders and stuff. And shop it, right?
I'd just like to recommend the edible leather wind chimes that have the inspirational inscriptions on them. I bought a lot of those.
What flavors did you get?
They all kind of taste like leather.
Yeah. Here's one. It's actually the very first song we ever played on the Grand Ole Opry. The guy there said, I said, what song should we play? He said, could you do the Salty Dog? Here's what's called the Salty Dog Blues.
Just stay.
Suggestions, any, you want to recommend any particular hairstyles or anything like that, come on over to the concession stand and let us know after the show. Before we let the Trailblazers come out, we're going to do one more song. It's an old time fiddle tune. It's one that features Tim on the fiddle. Everybody gets to play on little Sally Goodman.
With Martha White, still bright and flowers.
That one on purpose flowers.
White, still bright and flowers. Got her right.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, I forgot to tell Nick that we're doing a song about how we got our name from Martha White Flower. She baked bed, biscuits, cakes, and pies.
With Martha White, still bright and flowers.
Them one on purpose flowers.
Martha White, still bright and flowers. Got hot
right. And now the fiddle tune.
Thank you.
good one. That's all in the key of A right there. That anybody learning how to play the guitar or any of the bluegrass instruments out there? Actually, just a lot of flute players. People buy instruments here at craft fairs. It's okay, if you get a flute, just play a lot of A. If you play Sally Goodman, just play an A chord on the guitar or an A note on any instrument you can play right away. So now we got that out of the way, instructions on how to play, and we're going to bring on this other band now, Red Knuckles and Trailblazers. Anybody familiar already with Red Knuckles and Trailblazers? Well, there's an official name for the fans of the Trailblazers. A few years ago, we were traveling out here in this part of the world, and when the Trailblazers were traveling around with us, they would notice that all these cars driving around that said things like Deadhead on the bumper sticker. And they started asking us, well, what does that mean? You know, they're kind of naive guys. They've been living all their lives in Wyoming, Montana, which is a kind of out-of-the-way border town on the border there between those two states. And so we explained to them about the Grateful Dead and the Deadheads and all that, and they were kind of amazed there'd even be a group that would call themselves that, and that people would call themselves Deadheads. But then Wendell came up with a brilliant idea that maybe, as long as their group is called Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, maybe they should have a bumper sticker that said, I'm a knucklehead. So they went ahead and did that, and they've actually been quite a big hit all over the country. We've been selling these bumper stickers. We make most of the money, of course. We give a little bit to them. And, of course, they all get as many bumper stickers to carry around and put on their shoes and socks and everything that they want. And it turned out our concessions manager, who runs our concessions operation, told us this year we sold about 2,000 of these bumper stickers. So I'm just imagining all these people traveling around the country, driving on the highways, trying to keep under the speed limit, because it's bad enough to have a bumper sticker that says I'm a knucklehead, but then you're speeding and you're just, you know, asking for it from the state troopers. And that's something to watch out for if you're going to get one of those bumper stickers. You've got to watch out what people might think about you. These guys are going to play the old style of Western music, sometimes known as honky tonk or things like that. Electrophonic music, not bluegrass. Alright, yeah, I see you. One of the guys is missing, though. I'll see if I can find it backstage. Right now, these guys are going to take over and finish off the set for us. Please welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Thank you so much. Mighty fun. And a great big howdy. Hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time out here today at the Harvest Fest?
Yeah!
Let me hear you say, yeah!
Yeah!
Let me hear you say, I like honky-tonk music! Well, we know who our fans are, and we know who we gotta work for and work at towards. Something like that. Anyway, we don't just play honky-tonk music. We're just here to have a good time and try to entertain y'all. We're from Wyoming, Montana. Right across the state line from Montana, Wyoming, if you look on your state map. Up there, it's right on the border, and it's a small town. The city limit signs are printed back to back.
Check, 1-2.
We're glad to be here to play some music because we've been working for Hot Rise a long time. They don't give us a lot of chance to have much fun when we're off stage, so this is the place where we got to have our fun. Here's one from Bob Wilson of the Texas Playboys. Hope you enjoy one called Deepwater. Thank you. to Waldo. Waldo out of the steel guitar. He's got a metal block, ladies and gentlemen, while you may have noticed. He holds it in his left hand. You need a metal block. You gotta have a metal block to play the steel guitar, isn't that right, Waldo?
That's right. Red, you gotta have a metal block.
Waldo out of the steel. Wendell Mercantile on the guitar, played in the takeoff style, and sometimes I wish that he would. Wendell Mercantile. Back on the bass, a fella you don't know a lot about, and neither do we. He's dressed mostly in black. He doesn't show up very well in any photographs. We've never seen him eat or sleep. We believe that he was raised by coyotes, but we're not sure. He was born just out of wedlock, Montana. He grew up in filth, Montana, and now lives in Greece. He works and plays in Greece, Montana. We're glad to have him with us, though, and his name is Slade. Festival Swing. Okay. We're glad to be here, ladies and gentlemen.
I know I am.
I'm going to do one that tells you about what kind of guys we really are behind these glasses, underneath the hats, inside the boots. I'm a honky tonk. And I can't see the stars. Please make welcome Waldo's brother Elmo Otto, and come out and play some fiddle with us. Elmo, come on out here. How's it going, boss?
That's Elmo. Right, Elmo. You play, make them enjoy themselves. That's your job today.
Elmo Otto, and we're glad to have him. He just took the bus, the Greyhound bus. He just had enough time to get here for a few songs. He's going to head back. He just got in, so make him welcome, Elmo Otto. Here's one from Baron Young. Here's one from Baron Young, it's called, If You Ain't Lovin', You Ain't Livin'. gravy train. Instead of walking down the lover's lane. You can't make it, boy. You go the wrong way, boy. But it takes a little honey. It's better than money. But if you ain't loving, then you ain't
least friends is a song that
from right around here. In fact, a lot of the 60s happened right around here. And this song is a true story. It's one of the time. Go ahead on and ask Alice.
One bill makes you taller. The other bill makes you smaller. The one that mama gives you don't do anything at all. Go ahead on, ask Addis.
And she's dead in the dawn.
Thank you, everybody.
She's about 17 in Wyoming, Montana. We appreciate it. Don't forget the last 68 weeks of the week.
Beat your head.
Thank you so much. Mighty fine, mighty fine, mighty fine. Well, let's see here.
Turn on, drop off, turn in.
We're going to do a song that features Wendell Mercantile playing American Indian style music on his old guitar there, his standard guitar with the electronic cord on it. And this features him playing also a combination of Western and surf style. So I hope you enjoy this. It's called Apache.
This is the one with the big dance contest on it. The big dance contest.
Is this where we give away the gold bars or
everything? So, we have it left. That one of the metal wires that is strung across the instrument, it's made out of hard, strong metal steel, broke. I guess that proves which one is stronger, Wendell or steel wire metal. Oh, now he's disappeared.
Well, all right. Jeez, isn't that amazing, folks? Wendell Mercantile on the powerhouse, powerful, heavy-handed.
Yeah, a lot of people say they're a little heavy-handed at times. I've noticed that.
You're right. Well, folks, you got any requests out there?
Pipeline.
White
wagon.
Pipeline.
Red wagon.
We could do pipeline, actually, if you'd like. We'll do that instead of Apache if you really want it. But he's got to get his string on. What?
Steel guitar rag.
Steel guitar rag. Let's do a little of that, Waldo. Chance to play with the great Leon McAuliffe the last couple of years until his unfortunate passing, and he's just a wonderful guy, and here's one of his tunes.
So, excuse the guitar, right?
Take it away, Waldo.
together. Sam and Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen. For the Low Crew of Hot Five, Red Knuckles, the Trailblazers. Thank you so much. Give them another nice hand. Come on. They don't cost too much. Thank you. We appreciate it, too.
I appreciate it so much.
You know, there's a rally down at Embarcadero Center for Dukakis if you'd like to go join him down.
Would I get as much attention as he would, or what?
Anybody could get more attention than he is right now. Life's getting hard for those politicians out there. I don't mind. Give him another nice hand. Help him off the stage. If you'd like to meet these lads, I understand some of the members of Popeyes will be over here also to help sophisticate the level over here. Would you like to drop?